The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, April 10th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and we are celebrating. We are celebrating 13 whole years that Guardian Radio has been live. Guardian Radio started with... Dwight was here in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
I remember you get invited on Dwight's show. Dwight never invited me on his show.
No, but that was not in the beginning.
You got to talk in the mic.
That's all right. I wasn't even near the mic when it started the show. Yeah, that's why I was trying to convey.
My point is you got invited on Dwight's show.
But that's only after I did connected with Lester Cox.
So you have a history of the show and being on the show from almost 13 years. But even that you call. I remember it's a text. I mean, Dwight had this thing on, what Twitter call now?
X.
Dwight had a very interactive X
account.
I don't like how that sound though.
Twitter account. Call it Twitter.
Still call it Twitter. Still call it Twitter. I say, yeah.
The man them is still called a ex-wife baby, right?
Yeah.
Call it Twitter.
And I remember I used to text. I used to Twitter back. Tweet.
Tweet back. Yeah,
tweet back and forth. You know, response back and forth. It was, people used to be on Twitter. I'm not sure if that's happening still. I see we now have a Facebook account. And that Dwight is active, or Guardian Radio is active on Facebook.
He's actually active on both.
Yeah.
Morning Blend has its own Twitter account and its own Facebook account, and he's actually very active on both of them.
Yes. But we are celebrating today. It's 13 years, because talk radio going through a number of hosts, especially on Guardian Radio, right? I remember Dwight. I remember Lester. I remember Dwight had a number of co-hosts with him, right? And then moving on to have a full slate of talk show hosts now, from early morning now to late at night, even on weekends and on Sundays. It's a big thing where people tune in all day, every day, to listen to the various talk show personalities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Urquhart now allows them to just talk. It was rough sometimes. They get the phone calls, right? But recently, I haven't gotten any phone calls from any producer. Say, Nuri, you can't talk about that no more. So I'm getting good at this. Today,
what they meant to say was, don't say it like that, Nuri.
Don't say it like that.
Yeah, that's what they mean. Don't say it like that.
Change the wording.
Rephrase it.
Rephrase it. Today, we are celebrating 13 years, and help me celebrate. We have Ankusa Ra, who's in studio. We're going to have that reference to any kind of religious point in terms of celebrating. It's 13. Is 13 a magical number? Any kind of oddity with the number 13?
It is. Well, first of all, namaste, and it's great to be here. 13 is a number that in many cultures is superstitious. You know, I was working in a hotel recently, and I was going floor by floor.
Yes, there's no 13th floor.
Ain't no 13th floor.
No, just skip.
You just skip, go from 12 to 14.
I used to, once upon a time, press pause to see if I could...
Right.
Oh, no, there's no 13.
No, ain't no 13. No. But I also, been a part of the Guardian family for roughly almost 13 years, because I was here at Chrissy Love.
Yes.
See, this boy have provenance.
Yes.
From the beginning.
Yes.
I used to be a part of the promo
on
Guardian Radio.
Yeah, But tell us about that in terms of then and now, 13 years ago, circa, to now.
First of all, I am just grateful that where we can express ourselves as Bohemians. I grew up in a time when there was only one radio station. And a lot of the music that we hear, I think this generation coming up can't even imagine what kind of we endured. I don't know if it was good or bad. And I'm going to qualify that in a second. But we only heard the Bohemian music on the one radio station. And we only heard the perspective of whoever was in power. That was it. When Hubert Ingram opened the airwaves after 92, we were excited that you could have a different perspective. I'm not sure, again, if that was good or bad in terms of the musical aspect of it, because we are inundated with so much of the European or westernized pop culture that we use in that to some extent. But in some instances, it may have helped to enhance the music. But with regard to talk radio, I think what talk radio is assisted with is to have a perspective that goes beyond the traditional norms. The Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah would not have had any kind of play before 1992 on the radio. The first time I actually sat with Chrissy Love, however, was at the National Broadcasting Corporation, right? I sat with her at ZNS. I think we did maybe one or two shows there, and then I don't know if it was because of me, she ended up coming here. But even before that, we were at Island FM. But coming here and being able to share and being able to have other people call in and share, I think it has elevated the perspective of Bahamians at large on varying topics.
So that leads me to our first question, Aaron. You ready?
The first trivia question?
First trivia question. Let me give you one. First call of the call to say, name, to give us the name of the correct name, the full title name of the two, what do you call alternative Christian group? What do you call them? The Christian group. But they ain't really Christians like how I know them. You need to use the word Smith. You need to tell me how to ask the question. The two different groups, religious groups, who's come on the show. Give the name and you get
okay,
it right.
So the first caller to identify the two religious groups that are often featured on Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry.
Yeah. Get a prize.
Get a prize. The first person.
Yeah, the full name
of both churches, both religious institutions.
Yes. I like that. I'll say it again one more time.
The first caller to give us the names, the full names of the two religious institutions that are engaged frequently on Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry.
I don't know if any other talk radio have any kind of religious program prime time. Like, you have it on Sundays, right?
No, man, you have Joy and Global A.
That's a religious show.
I mean, station.
Station. But I talk about prime time. Can you imagine? It's sometimes be rough trying to craft a show to be during prime time and then talk about the Bible and God.
But I think what works is that I think the approach of comparative, right? Like critical comparative theology. That it's not just we talking with a religious group. We're exploring religion through the eyes of a particular group. And because of their location in society, I think it's most advantageous to engage them.
And also, it makes sure that we understand society that don't think traditionally, mm-hmm. that don't accept what is being put on them every day, every Sunday, mm-hmm. every time there's a religious conversation, there's only one perspective. Many Bahamians don't necessarily see it that way.
Right, and they don't all see Christianity the same way, and comparative theological conversations help people to better understand their location within their own religion mm-hmm. without any pull to leave that religion and join something new.
Okay, let's go to the caller, because I also want to talk about activism also and being present, because you and I have debated, Aaron, on you being on primetime mm-hmm. and pushing your activism and making people, what I call, uncomfortable. How is a talk radio allowed that to happen? But I will have you talk about that after the callers.
I
talk about
it. I thought we wasn't going to talk about my Chichani agenda. I thought we agreed on that, sir.
Okay. Go ahead, caller. Let's see if you get the answer.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get this now. Good afternoon, caller. I'm your host.
We got you.
I think
We got you.
I'm Chase with Uncool Sarah.
No, say it again.
Say it again. It skipped out.
The black co. I can't pronounce the word too well, man.
Spell it.
That's white. the black to talk Thai, but it could hold a church or something. But
I can give you a clue right now. Yeah. When you hang up, go online and just search Kaun Ankusara
and see what church comes up.
Right, but then let me try the next one.
Well, no, because you can't get the answer.
You still got to get two. So why do you keep your answer so no one get it?
Yeah, you may give other people the answer.
I'll call back quickly.
Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Mr. Marie.
Good morning.
Good morning, cousin.
Good morning.
Listen, I'm half bad as him.
Okay.
Let me see. Okay. I know the one with Uncle is the Black Cryptic Church.
Say it again?
The Black Cryptic Church.
Yeah.
Okay. You have some of the words, but not all of the words.
So okay, I'm not gonna let you say your second answer just in case someone hear that and come with the right answer. You get chance to call back.
The second one.
No. Say it, don't say it. Tongue and teeth it.
They may have the first one right and the second one wrong. Caller. Good morning, caller. Hi. Good morning, caller.
Yes. Good morning. This is the Holy Coptic Church in Israel United.
You're close. You're close. Mind you, I can write down your name. But I ain't the answer. But it's close. I mean, I want to give it to you, but I ain't the answer, though.
Man, give it to me.
No, man.
You can get the full answer.
We celebrating that's 13 years, man. And talk radio being on Guardian. So call back. It's close, though. Move on, Aaron.
Let's go to the next caller, producer. Good morning, caller.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, I don't want a prize, but I think I know the answer.
Okay.
All right, so for Anku, it's the Holy Coptic Church, and the other one, I believe, is called Sons of Israel.
You're still partially right, no? Partially right.
Like I said, I didn't want a prize, but I just thought I knew that.
You close, though. You're very, very close.
You close.
I can't think anymore. Bye.
They got you. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
You ready to answer the question?
I think it's the Holy Crypto Church, right? And then the next one is the Israel.
Hold on, pause. Don't watch nothing. Producer, take this caller's number. Don't hang up the phone. Let the producer take your number. I gain you a prize for the Holy Crypto Church. But you got the first one wrong, so I ain't gonna let you say the second one. I won't go to that church. I know. I knew it was here. I know that church was here, and I know some of these Bahamians been worshiping there. Caller, don't hang up. I'm serious. I gonna leave a small prize. I need you to give the producer your name and cell number so I could leave a small prize. You at the front desk.
Oh, my word.
Prolon, let the producer take your info. Let's go to the next caller, producer. Good morning, caller.
Hi, is it the Holy Coptic Church?
Okay, since you paused, you almost there.
It's a little longer. It's a next part of that answer.
It's the Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah.
Keep going.
Keep on going.
And the other church is Israel United in Christ.
There you go. Now, you go. One last thing. Spell Coptic for me.
P-T-I-C.
Okay, you spell it wrong.
But that wasn't part of the question.
You still get your prize now.
You get it on the pronunciation.
Q-U-B-T-I-C. Coptic.
Yes, sir.
The man in the station gave me the I, sir, and they told me to rule, ma'am. And so it's the Coptic. For those who, the distinction is, there is a Coptic church.
And relax, Uncle, what's the distinction?
Yeah, and the Coptic church. One is Q-U-B-T-I-C and one is C-O-P-T-I-C.
Right, the Coptic is the ancient African version. Coptic would be the Latinized version.
All right. Yeah. And so you also, caller, hold the line, let the producer take. Mm-hmm. All right, now we can tell them what the prize is.
No, well, not necessarily, but we need to get it next.
I have it right
okay,
here.
Okay, we have a lot of people on hold. I want to ask some questions more.
Okay, but I'm saying for that prize right now... Mm-hmm. At the Guardian Radio's 180th anniversary, Guardian Radio gave out a slew of t-shirts celebrating 180 years in publication. I found one of those t-shirts.
Wow.
Somewhere. And I have it, and we're giving it to the caller.
Excellent.
There we go. Boom. That's the first prize. Caller, that's your prize. And we ain't gonna tell you all what the next prize is till you win it. Mr. Nuri?
Go ahead. You have another question? Because more people online.
Okay. It is believed, what is documented is that it is believed that the first post office in the Bahamas.
I know that answer.
Was in. I want the settlement that it was in, but I don't know. You may want to just tell the people, want the people tell you what island it was on. I want to be a little harder and ask them for the settlement.
I thought there was only one settlement in the island.
Well, there you go.
There's only one settlement on that one island.
So, the next winner, the first person to call in and tell us what island was the first post office in the Bahamas situated on. And you get a bonus prize if you could say the name of the settlement as well. If you could say, and don't mind these by them, but only one settlement on that island. But you don't know what the Lucayans was doing when they was there. They could have plenty settlement on the island, man. I see the phone line is up and running.
Good wonderful morning, Aaron.
Good morning. Thank
good
you.
Wonderful morning, Uncle. Hi, Carmen.
Good wonderful morning.
Hello, hello, hello.
Good morning. You ready to answer the question?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Is it Crooked Island?
Yes, it
I
is.
I can't tell you the settlement.
My Lord, my sister.
It's definitely Crooked Island.
It is definitely Crooked Island. The first post office in the in the Bahama Islands was situated on the island of Crooked Island.
Wow. Namaste right. to my sister.
Yeah.
Now I need you to hold the line and give the producer your information so that we can arrange the pickup of the prize.
Okay. In the meantime, relax, Uncle, this, right? Mm-hmm. You've hosted shows on Guardian Radio, a substitute host, and also you've hosted your religious show for mm-hmm. the Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah. Mm-hmm. In terms of hosting and being people, the listening audience being receptive, and then, of course, being a talk show host and have to read texts and critiques, how has that come about? And your
So my introduction to radio was through Island FM. My radio father is, let me say it this way, my radio grandfather is Charles Carter. My radio father is Eddie Carter, right? The son of Charles Carter. And then, of course, I worked in marketing with Mark Carter, right?
Mm-hmm.
While I was at Island FM, Kermit was actually, first of all, Bodine taught me how to work the board. Bodine, the singer.
What do you mean, Bodine, Coconut Goddess?
Coconut Goddess.
And who have the new track out with Rick Carey just 2 days ago?
That's my sister, all right? She literally walked me through the steps of how to use the board at the radio station. Then she passed me over to Kermit, who one night I was there, and he said, you know how to do everything, right? And he said, yeah, and he gone, and he never come back, right? That's how I learned radio, Kermit, right? No, but Kermit taught me a lot in production, how to make commercials, etc. Once I kind of cut my teeth at Island FM, and of course I got to shout out my sister, Leah. We had a show called Unplugged. At Island FM. And I also had a show where I would, well, the show Unplugged was similar to what you guys do here on Guardian AM and your show, Aaron, right? On the clock. And I also had a show where I would go downtown and I would record people's answers to various topical, I think, like I one time I went to all the jitney drivers and I was asking them about the state of the busing system. And a lot of them was actually agreeing with a lot of the conversations that you have today. It ain't really the drivers, it's the system, right? Mm-hmm. But that's a whole other show, right? Once Chrissy Love moved from Island FM, I think she moved to ZNS from Island FM. I came on with her. I was really, really, afraid because I didn't know how the people would respond.
Mm-hmm.
And then she moved here to 96.9, and I became her spiritual advisor. I was the original spiritual advisor.
Did you look like God,
yeah.
though.
Yeah. She called me her spiritual advisor, right? Mm-hmm. And so I would be on with her every Tuesday, I think it was. And, you know, it really lit up the airwaves in terms of people either hated it or loved it. But they had to listen, right? Once Chrissy left, Juan McCartney and the Revolution, periodically Juan would say, hey, man, I got some time. Come and share with the people. You understand? I like what it is you're sharing. Come and share with the people. So I would come and take over Juan's show. And then there would be other opportunities to come on other shows based on whatever the topic was. And, of course, when Nuri started here at 96.9, we bucked in the foyer. I was delivering food or something, you know. And he said, look here, man, come on the show. And we've been going now for over a year.
Maybe two years now.
Mm-hmm. But radio, this is like my passion. This is like one of the things outside of music. Music is my number one passion. I'm a musician. I'm a drummer. I'm a poet. I'm a rapper. But I really like radio. I love radio. I love this space. I love to be able to share. I love to talk. And I love to engage the topical issues in today's society.
I mean, before we go to the next question, what Aaron has lined up, right? Mm-hmm. How do you manage the texters, like those texts that you cannot read? Because I was always asked, Dwight, would Dwight just start reading and say, yeah, I'm not reading this. I'm not reading this. You know, Aaron just slammed that thing up. I didn't read it and start having a whole debate with the texter.
So, simple rule. When I'm leading a show, if you ain't, even some texters will curse and carry on, I'll just read around your curses. Right? It's unless you kind of libelous, I won't read any libelous text. But you could be cussing me out, or you could be disagreeing with what I'm saying. I'm reading that text because I want people to understand that I want to engage you even if you disagree. You understand? I don't necessarily entertain disrespect. You understand? But you can disagree. Mm-hmm. This is what this space is for. You understand? And it's not to become an echo chamber. It's not just to have only texts that agree with mm-hmm. me or whatever the topic is. There are people who I look forward to hearing from. I know they can disagree, but they make the show what it is. Because they have a voice for another group out there.
Like a quote unquote rude text.
Right.
That's like a heckler.
Right.
It's like a heckler.
And that's the other material. Thing. I'm also a comedian. I did
the spot
for 15 years, and I was the host, so I was the one who was doing more stand up. Mm-hmm. So I'm very comfortable dealing with hecklers, and I can't say on the radio what I would say on mm-hmm. stage, but I just smile in those instances.
Right, like I Texas, like on one extreme. You engage, we disagree. That's a whole talking point. Like Nuri said, Aaron loved that. She can talk about that.
Right.
On the other extreme, you engage disrespectfully. That's just material.
Exactly.
That's just, I mean, you helping me out either way.
You may see that on stage or you may hear that because I wrote a radio soap opera called, I was one of the head writers for a radio.
West Street.
And so people would say stuff and I may not say nothing at the time, but that's material. You can hear that in some form of art coming across your radio or on stage. So that's how I dealt with it and I continue to deal with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when I get in my car, I don't have feelings. My horn have feelings, so I don't know how. But my horn have feelings. It's a beautiful space, but it's important for listeners and texters to understand that, right? Mm-hmm. That you could disagree. In fact, hosts are looking for those particular...
You want a balanced show.
Texts.
Yeah.
Is that a caller, Aaron, or that's from the last call?
Call
again. Go ahead, caller. I'm sorry for having you waiting.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, there was a question about the first post office in I think the answer was Crooked Island.
Yes.
Mm. Did you get the name of the settlement?
No, not yet.
Pittstown.
Pittstown, yes.
The
lady did mention.
That's you get the prize.
Yeah, the lady mentioned too.
No, she didn't mention it. No, she said she didn't know.
And then she said it afterwards.
No, we hang up on her before she said it.
Oh, okay.
We didn't hear that.
Oh, okay.
And he didn't add either. Okay, so I have a quick question for you. Do you drink rum?
No, ma'am, but I know people who do.
All right, because I was about to give you a small gift pack of 3 Seasonal Sunshine world-famous rum fingers, perfect for church prayer meeting or parliament. If they genuflect in the space, you're safe to put it to your face.
Okay.
Have a sip, wet your lip, and then give it to your neighbor, because they're probably struggling in church, too.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay, hold the line. The producer's going to take your name and information, and you don't drink rum, so I can find something else to package for you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Carlo. Hold on the line.
Yeah.
In terms of you, Aaron, and giving yourself a voice, and we're always talking about access to the radio and expressing alternative conversations. And we tend to have alternative conversations, not necessarily always on politics or always on societal issues, but alternative things that normally don't make it to the radio. Mm-hmm. How important is that for talk shows?
I think it's very important in terms of the variety of topics and issues that are addressed on a show. First of all, we know that people like talk politics, but that's not the whole of the audience, right? You're going to hear from those people who love talking politics, but then you often don't hear from others. They're not going to respond. They're not going to say, oh, I like this type of show, but they're listening, right? And so you want a wide variety of topics and issues and engagement. Now, for me as an LGBTI rights advocate and a human rights advocate, it was important to bring more than just that to the radio, right? Because the audience, they're real people, and then there's a million of them, all different. And so it was very important to not be a gay show, only focused on gay issues, or only focused on even human rights issues, right? It's important to have a wide variety of engagement in terms of the topics and issues that we talk about, to the point where some LGBTI people are kind of mad. They're kind of like, you ain't really living up to the gay agenda. And I try to show them, but I am.
And they just get mad at me because I just come on the show and I don't tell Aaron but a gay self.
You, I got a bone to pick with you because you was be on that show and that gal has be like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
We pass, and I know she gay. She know I ain't gay. We can have a discussion around anything.
I know nothing about you.
You ain't know nothing about me.
How she know you ain't gay? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because me and Aaron go way, way. But I know before she was gay.
Ancient history. You see, I do comedy too. They're not just you and Aaron do comedy too. No, I'm funny. I'm funny too.
Right, and so it's important to do that, right? And it's also important as a host to know that if you want to radio every day, it's like you literally in people's brains. Yeah. You ever hear a boy run hot and you see him talking, you say to boy, this gal in my, she's trying to be in my brain. You literally, and so when you're off the air, you also have to remember that you were in for a whole hour. And so it's not unreasonable that they are going to want to engage you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're going to engage you excitedly and sometimes aggressively. But then you remember because you were in their brains.
Mm-hmm. Dwight and Howard are private people. They very guy.
Yeah, we don't know nothing about their private life.
About their phone number and their private life, whatever it is. You are a polarizing figure, Aaron.
Yeah.
Right?
Long time,
right? Especially being your advocacy right.
I used to wear the tie. Right? A tie and the locks one time.
Moving from radio, right? You're traversing home, your home life. And you know you do go to that garden place on Gladstone Road.
Yeah, the market. The farmer's market.
Being a talk show host and having strong views, is there any concern? Is people like invading your personal space?
So watch this.
You know,
I'm always concerned about my safety. Always. Mm-hmm. 24/7. I'm hyper vigilant, hyper alert all the time. Because I want to be a part of the community. Mm-hmm. Right? And so I'm aware that at this point, it's something that I was thinking about yesterday, right? Like I said, I wanted to come on this radio and say, look here, if somebody ever killed me, I just want y'all to know, I don't think it's because I gay.
Mm.
Like, that ain't gonna be the reason.
You know, I used to tease Aaron. I said, Aaron, if they ever make gay like a legal, normal thing,
you'll stop being gay because you wouldn't have nothing to be activist about. No. You'll find something to rob.
Yeah.
You just won't be rebellious.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, that's a part of their experience. Mm. Like there's this term called bi-curious, right? That means I experiment in.
Mm.
A lot of young people who are going through this natural process of pushing against the wall, the system, the framework that they're in, right? Experiment with sexual behavior.
Mm.
And some find, and then some realize, this ain't for me. What am I doing? And some people don't. There's nothing wrong.
I guess some people experiment with sexual, go ahead. Finish.
There's nothing wrong with that sort of rebellious period. Right? I think what is wrong is that we've created a society that said, look, sex is something so loose you could experiment with it. So that's the problem. Mm. Sex is not something to be experimented with, no. Whether you're gay or straight.
It's sacred.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's sacred, you know? And that's where we're going wrong with young people. Right? Like this thing about, oh, you got to show them, make sure they ain't gay. You got to teach them the way. I think that if you show people just how sacred and divine sexual act is, right, that those young people are treated that way and will not engage in sexual behavior until they know who they are, right? And society has broken down in a way that, this is Aaron, what are you talking about? But then remember I was telling you in the earlier show 20 years ago, I call in a radio show as a listener to make an intervention and to say, no, that's not how people have sex. That's not how consent works. And it's important to shift that conversation. And to say to people, and this is a point I made, people who are in relationship should always be waiting for a no. You should be alert for it in case it's there. People who are not in relationship, like you're not married, you're not living together, you're not significant other, but even then, you waiting for the yes. Mm. You can't start no party until you hear a yes. If you're in relationship where the dynamics are slightly different, you must be consciously aware that a no could come at any time and respond to it.
Okay, I have another trivia question.
All right.
It's going to be an easy one. Name the number one topic Aaron Green talks about almost every day. The first person to call in and say, what is the number one topic that you show Aaron Green? People texting me on my private phone. The number one topic you show Aaron Green will talk about every day.
I won't hear the answers so bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for Family Island. Listeners, the line is lit up. Producer, let's go to the first call. There we go.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know you have to say.
No, go ahead, caller. The number one topic.
Traffic.
That's easy enough.
Thank you very much.
All day traffic.
You get that one, caller.
Good stuff.
Caller, leave your name and number with the producer.
Just once they didn't call in and say gayness. I don't care. It's gayness.
No. I have another question, too. I need two shows that on Guardian Talk Radio that happens on Sunday. You call in and give two shows that is aired on Guardian Radio on Sunday, and you could get a prize. Okay, yeah, that's the question there. But
let me just say
on Sunday.
On Sunday, it's got to be on a Sunday. It's gonna be a Sunday show.
I know people that engage me off air, and they often try to understand the dynamics of a pastor coming on the radio and having, I guess, dynamic conversations, right? Whether it's about LGBT or sex in general or violence or whatever. And sometimes people try to figure out how much of yourself are you injecting into the conversation. Sometimes if you don't take a sledgehammer and bash a particular topic or comment or personality, people almost look at you as a hypocrite. But I just want to be very clear about my position as a radio host, as a pastor, as a person. In the book of Revelation chapter 22, verse 11, this is a verse that I often hear in my head.
Revelation chapter 22, verse 11. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. That says to me, yes, live your life, be the best example that you can be. But understand that people are who they are. You're not going to necessarily change people. People have to change their behavior based on what they want to do with their lives. I can be very forthright about what I believe and what I accept as a person. And I think once I'm clear about that and I set up my boundaries and those boundaries are respected, I respect everybody else's boundaries. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that, you know, we got to talk about and put on the table as well.
Like in terms of my traffic advocacy, right? Like it's very concerted. We, especially as descendants of formerly enslaved peoples, we very, very sensitive about our space, about our privacy, right? Like our home is our, don't be policing me in my home. Don't be policing me in my yard. You see the public roads? That's a place where we can police each other. We can moderate each other's behavior in a public domain. I don't worry about how your bed make up, what you do in it, where you put your altar in your house. None of that has anything to do with me. When we are on the public road together, that is a communal space.
Right.
And then we have a social contract with each other in that space. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I could be concerned about how you discipline your children. I could be concerned about how you introduce them to to religious education. Mm-hmm. I could be concerned about all of those things. That's not necessarily my business.
Right.
What is my business is when we are on the road together. Mm-hmm. And we've signed this social contract that we're going to behave in a way that keeps everybody safe, right? And that's why the traffic advocacy is so important, because it is a tool that other countries use, right, to show people how to discipline themselves in terms of creating order, as opposed to discipline themselves in terms of meeting out punishment.
Mm. Let me repeat that question. First time I see all the lines. Blank, I'll go to the text line now. We're looking for Sunday shows as we celebrate 13 years of talk radio being at Guardian Radio. Two shows, the names of two shows that happens on Sunday at Guardian Radio. Two shows, name of two shows. And again, this might have to be a big prize, man, because this seems to be hard.
So Guardian Radio is now coming of age, you know, 13.
13.
That's
is that consent?
No,
I didn't say.
It's not.
What age did Mary
coming of age?
What age did Mary marry Joseph? What age Mary married? I mean, I know we learned in Anglican Church.
I don't think the police force would start it yet.
No, I just saying. I know we learned on age in Anglican Church. I know how old Joseph was too. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
See, that's a really interesting story, uh-huh. Because I don't know how old the Archangel Michael was.
Mm. Or Gabriel.
Sorry, it was Gabriel?
When you see Gabriel visit you, you know he can be heavy down. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we don't know who the father is.
Mm. Look where you're going.
Yeah.
Look where you're going.
Which is even worse.
Hell hot.
Yeah.
I just letting you know.
In fact, that's another thing I want you all to know. Y'all should behave yourself, because hell hot, you tired of me up here?
That should have
been. Wait till you see me when you walk through the hot gates.
That should have been a trivia question.
Let's go to another question.
C.A. Nuri's most quoted things to say to Uncle when he come on the show. Hell hot.
I'm just concerned about your soul.
Yeah.
You're my family. I love you, man. Give me another question, Aaron. Because look, no, like nobody knows that Sunday.
No, the numbers to call, 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259-242-300-5720. You could find this answer online. I know y'all be good people in church or cooking.
Check that answer. One of the answers, I thought they discontinued that.
No, this is the wrong day.
This is the wrong
day. Both shows are shows on the Guardian platform.
But not on Sunday.
Okay. We're looking for Sunday. We got a caller on the line, Nuri.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, producer Patrick, call her through. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. We're celebrating 13 years of being on live radio. I mean, this is like from Monday straight to Sunday, from early morning to like late at night. Mm-hmm. And then they rebroadcast it again.
They rebroadcast the shows the day.
All right, so you said two shows that come on Sundays?
Yes,
on
sir.
Sundays, yes.
You have The Accredited.
Wrong. Mm. That's a Saturday show. That's wrong. It's a Saturday show, but I can give you another chance.
Okay, you give me another chance.
Yeah, hurry up. You get quick. Because somebody else just called in, so quickly.
Taylor Destania.
That's also a Saturday show.
Ah.
And Vital Voices.
Also a Saturday show or an evening show.
You tend to listen on Saturday a lot. I see that.
And for that, we love that. In fact, I'm trying to figure out if I could give you a small prize just for knowing show.
Some research and call back.
Yes, yes. What would that text to them?
All right, that's one out of two.
Texter, let's go to the live line again. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good day, Mr. Nuri. Good day, Ms. Green, and good day to Barangu.
Good day.
Yeah, well, if I get it right, you can get the prize to whoever called behind me.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Remark with God.
Mm-hmm.
And Roseboro, as I pronounce his name.
Mm-hmm.
And, Sunday Scott Society still has come on with Quincy Parker.
What'd you call it?
The Sunday Scott
Sunday
Society.
Scott Society.
Yeah, okay. You got it right. And I have a text just came in right behind you. We can give it to that person.
All right, but before I go, Ms. Green, you was talking about like when you're in public, like in the traffic stuff, like we should be concerned how we behave and different things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the public and how we celebrating, how you're celebrating it, and congratulations to the folks down there, congratulations to Dwight. And how you celebrating this thing with the radio? And how Uncle was talking about how you can express yourself on different things like that on the radio now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just the other day, Ms. Green, I wanted to call him, but I couldn't catch you when you was talking about objective versus subjective. You said day or two later or that same day. And he had mentioned also do subjective versus objective. And that's something I've been talking about too. And on the airways, right, I feel as if you are a talk show host,
mm-hmm.
I feel as if every talk show host, if you're hosting a talk show,
mm-hmm.
If it's one thing that every talk show host should do is know the difference between objective and subjective. And whenever there's a time when something is objective that is said by a caller versus a guest or a guest versus a caller, and if someone objects to what is objective, they should be checked. You understand where I come from? Because a caller shouldn't call a radio show and make a statement that's true, and then someone in the studio could say something that is, could call a person, oh, you have a demonic mind for speaking the truth. That should not be tolerated. You understand? That right there, as a public intellectual, that right there is unacceptable. Because, see, we trying to uplift the mentality of the people, children listening to, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So everything that is said, the Bible says that, you know what I mean, we should be held accountable for everything that we say. So let the things that we say be objective, man. And as a radio and as a talk show host, because I've been waiting for Sia to have an open line, because I wanted to check him, but I can go directly to him.
Look how you get hang up on. But nothing wrong with that, man.
People saying things like that.
My point.
Demonic.
My point is I had a private show, paid-for show.
Right.
The people didn't want to talk about Rastafari.
Right.
They believe that Rastafari going to hell.
Okay. And that's they paying.
And they paying.
Yeah.
To say that Rastafari going. And the German asked Rasta, say, do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I think I heard that.
Rasta said that Jesus Christ is not Lord and Savior. So you got to get hang up on.
Jesus not the Lord and Savior. You got to get hang up on. It my fault.
Getting hang up on is part of talk radio. say Jesus Christ is not the king. You got to get hang up on. That's all it was. You can't take it personally. You just say, oh, well, I'll call tomorrow.
And in the other instance, a decision was made that the show would be best managed if the call was ended.
Mm.
That's a decision that I made in the moment when
I think
was
you
the
should
host.
Speak to that as a person who you got to run your show.
Yeah,
you the buck got to start with you.
Yeah.
As the talk show host.
And if these people try sue me, y'all know I don't have no
ain't
money.
Ain't coming to court with you.
And y'all ain't coming?
No.
Y'all can pretend like I'd have never
be
heard
like,
of Aaron Green.
That cock be crowing and they be like, I denying her. I don't know Aaron.
What is an Aaron?
Yeah.
But yes, the talk show host.
You don't even spell that with a E.
Has the prerogative to hang up.
Yeah.
Hang up on you. And also not to read your text.
That is true.
And so if you want, and you just said, okay, no problem. Ignore it.
They don't have to read it. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the most important thing is that you can't call the radio and say, well, I'm getting ready to crack on the host of the show. That's inappropriate.
You can crack. I should hang up.
No, the point is...
I'll be ready because some talk show hosts really have the gift of gab.
Not necessarily. You know, we have people who are permanently blind. Wow. Just can't call you no more.
You shut them down.
You shut them down.
You gotta be savvy. You gotta be smart. You gotta have mothers with, like Uncle said, the space is open for disagreement. Right. We don't have to agree.
But disrespect is another thing.
Exactly, and that it can't be tolerated. And then the host has an obligation to the sector and the space to reinforce or uphold a standard, and if the standard doesn't exist, then to create it.
Right.
And then enforce it and uphold it.
And nobody wants to get permanently banned.
No.
Can you imagine that? No, I'm not taking that call no more.
Wow.
Ever.
Wow.
And I have the prerogative.
Yeah.
You remember when we had people from IRCA call asking about... Can people get permanently banned?
Yeah.
And they say, yeah, you can permanently ban them. The conclusion was you can permanently ban them. It's a talk show.
It's a privilege, not a
right.
It's
a privilege.
Yeah, but and the
now, that's a good question for the public radio. Can you ban
some public broadcast?
Well, IRCA control them too.
Right. I mean, but if a talk show on the public radio station say, you can't go all there, can they do that? Public?
I think IRCA would allow it. It's a calling show. Say, you know, you can't call no more. Can't be abusive.
Wow.
But
it's bad.
What is called for then, right? Like, we need rules and regulations and a baseline, right? A standard baseline. It's acceptable to ban someone if they've breached, right, the certain standard.
Especially when you warned them before.
Like, if there's a constant or repeated use of profanity.
Well, and badgering.
Right, I think that's acceptable.
And then you have alternative radios. You always go and visit other people. I mean, I don't want you to listen to Guardian Radio, but there's other stations.
The point is that if you are so frustrated or vexed with what it is that you're hearing, that I would recommend that you change the station before you do something.
Go listen to music.
That may result in a criminal offense.
Yeah. Or text. Go text. Go listen to music. We're angry to text, you know.
Yeah, but just get off your chest.
Go listen to music, man. Let's go to the radio. We ask the next question. Anyone, we got to get down. So you got to get the next one. Let's go to this caller here, and then we go ask the next question for the trivia. Go ahead, caller. How can we help you there?
Sure. So yeah, man. We have freedom of speech responsibility.
Yes.
Yeah.
That means...
No, you can say anything you want to say.
Every freedom comes with inherent obligations and responsibilities, right? Like, you can't have one without the other.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Don't get tricked by the word freedom.
Yeah.
Don't get tricked by that word.
Someone could be tricked with the word soup.
Exactly. You don't want your freedom to go out someone get soup.
Yeah.
It's important for those who are critiquing people on the airwaves who say, oh, y'all, and some people say, oh, y'all are sissies. Oh, that Erin, she's a real sissy. She wouldn't say certain things on radio. There is an offense in the Bahamian law called criminal libel. Mm-hmm. Libel is supposed to be a civil thing. Like, there's two people upset with what they're saying at each other, and that's a civil matter. But it appears as if members of the political class collude with each other to protect their stature in society, and there is an offense called criminal libel, right? And so that then becomes a threat to anybody on the public airwaves that you must be very, very careful with what you say, because this instance of libel could become a criminal matter.
Yeah. And that's your job.
Fair. Became someone for life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? And okay. So there's another, yesterday there was a call, it was a suggestion that hosts are complicit in a conspiracy to hide news because they only read what's in the newspaper, right? Or in the established media. But I think there's a degree of responsibility there, right?
Because they're the professionals.
But not just that, that we presume that this information has been verified.
Invented out.
That's what I'm saying. Right, that's what I mean. They're the professionals.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Right? Like, there's plenty of things I see on the WhatsApp. And that's why I only in two WhatsApp group, because y'all wouldn't add me or keep me in your group with all the information, right? But so for me personally, I don't get access to a lot of the stuff people expect you to come on the radio and talk about. But in the second instance, you all know that there's not sufficient information in these posts to bring to the public airwaves. That's just not responsible.
Yeah.
And we always end up, we think that our right to say something is greater than the need to prejudice justice,
mm-hmm.
right? I have the right to say whatever I want. I can walk up to a woman now and tell her something, and then I may have the right to get slapped too.
And see, I got to say this too. As a person who has been misquoted in the newspaper,
mm-hmm.
that's not a good feeling.
No, not at all.
You understand? And it wasn't anything that was so horrible that it destroyed my life, but it was frustrating to know that I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact,
Rainbow Alliance, our first presence in the media was in a publication called The Confidential Source.
Mm.
It was not necessarily the Standard or the Tribune or the Guardian, you know, when it came out, or maybe in its entirety. I think they printed some incorrect things in there.
Mm.
It was very hurtful.
Yeah, and I mean, right? You don't have the power to really, you know, speak over that particular publication. Where right. does that leave you?
So from that moment on, I told the members of RAB, look here, first of all, we have to craft our public statements, and we have to be very careful, very particular, right, intentional with every word that we use. So then when it came to radio engagement, the limited amount of time, you're not a guest, how do you make your point relevant? How do you show the relevance of your station? And I show people, like, this is a job, this is a task. And so I say to my callers, I need you to hurry up. Or sometimes I cut them off because I know what it is they're going to say. It's because I've spent years preparing for this short burst of engagement that I have no control over. Mm-hmm. And you say something on the airwaves and people could misconstrue it and twist it anyway. So even to the callers, prepare yourself when you come to make a statement on the radio.
Let's get these last callers. We have like 2 more minutes before we go. Go ahead, caller. Call a girl once. Call a girl twice.
Hello.
Oh, go ahead.
That's me?
Yeah, that's yeah. you.
Okay, Papa, here. I say, Aaron, you've been studying us before you come in. You know us better. It sounds like you know us just because we know us, or even better.
Because I is us.
When you're gold, as talk show host.
Yeah, yeah.
What do the people say to the public about the callers like? Do we play a, at least I ask, whether it's a rhetorical question or a dumb question.
It ain't dumb.
Well,
we play a role too, right?
You do.
The callers, like from back in the years, even the new callers, them, do that make the show something?
Okay, I tell you.
Or we ain't that important.
But let me answer it quick, because I only got a minute.
Lordy.
But that's a very important point. So
yeah, I want to say congratulations also, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to say congratulations also. And don't forget now, that responsibility comes with the talk show host too. We have some talk shows who've been right on the same station, and they buy themselves. They even buy themselves for this country.
Okay, no. Okay, I'm going to respond to your question right now. Okay, so here's what it is. I think the best shows are when callers call in and respond to what another caller has said. When I'm on the road and people stop the show, the best review I get is when somebody said, boy, when so-and-so called in and said that, I wanted to call in and respond, but I was on my job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Green, I ain't calling into the radio, but... And then sometimes we get the, oh, that chronic caller again, oh, that person again, oh, Green, you let that person
that
call
term,
in again.
Chronic caller.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Term.
Let's see if I can squeeze this one caller in. Press the button there, please.
Yeah, good morning, Uncle and Paula. Yeah, seeing you, I wanted to comment on what Chris was talking about as far as objective truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Without calling people's name, then if the truth is objective and we allow censorship by only a certain status quo biases of peer professionals who they have pride in their work and they can't deviate from what they was taught. And we have seen it over the radio, we have seen it over the history. We can start from Galileo and come straight up to Louis Pasteur. On the concept of beta viruses, of the same immunological effect response as dead viruses or live viruses. So it is
We're at that 12 o'clock
we
hour.
We at 12 o'clock hour.
I just want to say this. The answer is in the question. We need to repeal the criminal libel law. But on top of that, we need a school of journalism and broadcasting where we teach the public. We got public broadcast TV.
They don't have journalism at UB.
Yeah, but not everybody going to that class. We could do it on the radio.
And then journalism is different from talk radio.
That's true.
But talk radio got to be entertaining for a while.
Yeah.
But it's...
talk radio, you're not a journalist if you're...
Yeah.
Because you're opinionated.
Yes.
That's why people listen to you.
Right, and that's why I declare my bias. Anytime I declare my bias, yeah. And then I
have no bias. I flow with the flow. If you say you was A, I was A there too. And if you want to change to B, I is B now.
Let me tell you.
If you want to be CQ,
bias is hell hot.
But hell is hot. And a number of people I'm afraid of, and I don't want them to go there, is my duty, my obligation to remind you.
Yeah.
To remind you, hell hot.
Hell hot.
Because Jesus Christ is Lord.
Why go if you know Aaron Gabriel?
He is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Lion of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't find that for me in the Bible, if Jesus is the Lion of Judah.
Okay, that's the next show.
Who did he mention as Lion of Judah?
Who did they? It was a tribe. The tribe itself, but that comes out of Africa.
Because
Akhenaten.
Can I be the Lion of Judah?
You can be of the lineage.
Like how the Hebrew Israelites just clean people?
Only if you're qualified.
Makes me qualified to claim it?
You gotta live that life.
Yeah. I be like the Lion of, give me another tribe, Dan?
Can you be the Lion of Dan? I've never heard that term before.
Dan is a tribe.
That is a tribe, yes.
And I could be the Lion of that tribe.
You want to be the Lion of Dan.
Or the leopard.
This has been Guardian Radio.
The pig will eat your face. The leopard will eat your face.
I don't change my spot. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron Green.
Thank you. Welcome. Prizes will be ready for pickup
tomorrow
at 12.
Tomorrow at 12. And thank you very much, Uncle.
I want to say congratulations to you all and to Guardian Radio and the Mastu to everyone listening.
Have a wonderful day.
Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.